This is an Artist Journey podcast, the podcast for people thriving and creating as artists. I'm your host, Malcolm Dewey, and let's begin. Hi, welcome to episode 37 of an Artist Journey podcast. I'm your host, Malcolm Dewey, and it's great to be chatting to you again. It's been a while. It's also given me some time to work on maybe getting back to that, my last podcast, and what was working for artists and what's going to be working leading into the year. And of course, I'm talking about making your entrepreneurial journey as an artist. What is doing good things, maybe from my own experience, I can give a few pointers, bit of suggestions. You can compare it to your art practice, what's working there, and maybe figure out a few things, just a few tips. Let's jump straight in and have a look at the past 5 months. Now just starting middle of the year, I want to touch on a few bases with some of the channels that I'm using. So, start right from the beginning. Well, let's look at blogging. It's a topic that either comes across as just so old school. You know, there's always this debate of blogging is over. It's a waste of time, takes up too much energy. You got to be super patient to make it work. It takes forever. Yeah, I totally get that. There's definitely, when it comes to patience and being able to stick with it, then that is the most important thing about blogging. I sometimes read entrepreneurial books and, you know, these short books you get on Amazon, 80 pages, and they have all the answers. some actually are better than others. But in general, you'll get something like, if you've been blogging for, you know, 3 months, you're going to start seeing amazing results. Or after 6 months, you're going to be able to leave your day job and start blogging full time. Things like that. And that definitely was never my experience. I've been blogging really with intention, I suppose I could say, since 2012. What's that, 7 years? And definitely has reached a stage where I call myself a confident blogger. I still blog regularly. The subject still appeals to me and I get ideas I want to write about. I guess I've become a writer. You know, blogging is a fun thing to do. And when I have an idea and I want to get something out, it's easy to write 1,000 to 2,000 words on that topic. So I think if you are in a similar situation where you really enjoy writing about your topic, then you are in such a stronger position, because blogging is sowing seeds today which keep bringing back fruit in years to come. And blogging leads to so many other things. I think it also shows that you are committed to your subject. And if you are sticking with it, then you must know the subject and you'll become kind of an expert in it after a time. You certainly will be regarded as one, even if you don't feel like one. You know, that's just by simple virtue of plugging away, learning new things and writing about them. I mean, that's how students earn their degrees. They read and they write. You know, you read for a degree, you go to college, you read for that qualification, you write about it, and do that for 3 years, they give you a certificate and you can put it on the wall. You know, a degree certificate, you pay a lot of money. If you're an artist of some sort and you're writing about your topic for 3 years, as far as I'm concerned, you've earned your degree. If you do it for longer, well, you become a master. That's the way it is. So I don't think it's pretentious. I don't think you must worry about it. You must simply carry on and persist, and the rewards do come as well. So, okay, you blog regularly. How do you get people to read your blogs? There are shorter ways, there are longer ways. I still maintain top of my list as far as social media marketing is concerned. Let's be clear on this. Social media, if you're in business, is your channel to amplify the work you're doing. Social media is not your work if you're an artist. If it shuts down, if Instagram blocks you for no reason at all, like they've been doing lately, it's not a train smash. You've got your blogs, you've got your website, you've got your domain, and hopefully you've got your email list. So you're in a much better position. But anyway, get back to social media. So what is really working for me, and nothing has changed, top of the list is Pinterest. Pinterest is an amazing channel. It's an amazing place. You know, you can find quality stuff on Pinterest, and it's always there. It's not lost in a timeline. I mean, that in itself is a huge, huge, huge benefit. Okay, sure, you have a feed and they mess around with it and swap it around and you get certain things more than others. You know, that's inevitable in a busy social media situation. But the point is, those pins keep on working. They don't disappear in your Facebook or Instagram timeline within 10 seconds. They're there for months and years. And if you use an app like Tailwind, for instance, you can loop your pins automatically. So every few weeks or months even, a pin is automatically re-looped. That's a great feature. It saves you so much time. But of course, you can do it manually. Just set it on your calendar, repost or repin pins that lead back to your blog articles. That's an incredibly powerful way. And you can't do that with Instagram unless you do paid promotions. And there seems like nothing worse than a paid promotion on Instagram. You can do it on Facebook, but I don't know. Facebook users are, in generally, they are blind to adverts now. But, you know, that's a generalization. Some people rely on Facebook ads, and I just feel that that's a terrible place to be. But never mind. Work with Pinterest. If you have something that you can convert to an image and put maybe an introduction description to your pin, produce good quality pins using something like Canva or PicMonkey, you know, you're away. I've got a mini course on Pinterest for artists. I stand by it. Every bit of it, I think, is marketing gold. Okay, so there we are. I still use Instagram for fun times. Everybody is flicking through their Instagram feeds. Second to Pinterest, I guess, for me is YouTube. I am fully committed to video. I make art videos regularly, several courses, and I update them with new videos, and it's something I really enjoy and now I feel confident about. So for one incredibly introverted artist who really finds it quite difficult to chat, certainly on social media, I can't even talk to someone on the phone for more than 2 minutes. 30 seconds. If you can't get over what you need to say on the phone in less than a minute, there's something wrong. Anyway, but video I find very useful because it's all about show and not just tell, isn't it? It's show and tell. It's always been a great concept, and video makes it that's easier. Although I think YouTube is much more difficult to make a big splash on. You know, it's really massive, and people in general are more demanding, maybe even cynical. So there's definitely hurdles to getting into it. And whatever you choose, persistence has got to be your mantra. There's no shortcuts. If you really come up with a concept and you've based it on what's already popular, and if you got the right personality and you do crazy stuff and really, you know, a natural performer, you can make your YouTube videos really stand out. And you know, but if you're more like a steady Eddie, that's kind of me, I think, then it's, you know, it's not a dramatic thing. It's more just by slow and steady wins the race, but that's fine. You know, you got to be true to yourself. You can't fake it. I don't really believe that that's an answer. So having said all of that, I try and make my YouTube stuff useful. So it's not just pure entertainment. There is something you're going to learn and can take away and use for yourself. And that's me as a teacher. So I work with that. I just try and get to the point with my YouTube videos a lot quicker. Aim for about 10 minutes. Then leave it to you as the viewer, whether you get something out of it or not. So what else I think is working really well? I think teaching is still extremely important. And there's always somebody coming into the subject as a beginner and they're looking for information. So if you have an ability to teach something, whether it's an extremely simple concept or you're working on things that are more involved, it doesn't matter. Just make a start and pass on your knowledge. I think an essential human quality as well. Now, right back from the dawn of time, people were learning from other people, and that's how it is. You look and you learn and you pick up new things and you try them and you make them your own. So teach in one form or another. Don't just stick to, you know, making Facebook posts about quotes or something like that, but see if you can dig a bit deeper, work on your own experience and tell people something that's useful. So incorporating all of those things, I think, into blogging and then finding your most effective marketing channel is critical and will reward you. Maybe sooner than you think, but ultimately, if you plug away at it with enthusiasm, you're going to make it work. A few other things that I've been trying this year, I've been actually working industriously with a small group of artists in my art coaching program the first 6 months of 2019, and that 6 months is coming to an end in July, and I'll be starting my next group. So if you are interested in working one-on-one with me in an art coaching situation, then visit my website and add yourself to the list of people interested in joining me on my coaching program. But all I can say is that everyone I'm working with on the coaching program seem to be really enjoying it, and it does take time. You know, learning to paint better takes time, and the coaching is the way to really make a difference. And, you know, each person has become a friend. When you're working one-to-one over video on a regular basis and then communicating and getting feedback and on your art, you do become kind of a friend as well. And that's something that is special. I must say, I do enjoy it. There it is. If you're interested, if it sounds good to you, then drop me a line on my website and I'll notify you when new enrollment opens up. One other thing that I've started is a group using Slack. I don't know if you've used Slack before, but it's really a powerful application. And past students or artists working on my other courses can now join the Slack group, although the coaching channel is private. But I have open channels as well for people on my courses, and that's been very good. Well, it's very new, so I'm hoping it'll be very good. But it seems like a really excellent application for a sort of community and membership style, much better than the Facebook group. I've tried Facebook groups. I have to admit, I just cannot bond with the concept and the platform. It's just too distracting. So yeah, Slack, if you haven't tried it, give it a go. If you have groups, want to set up a group, maybe try Slack. It might be the answer for you. What is coming up? I'm working on paintings for big exhibition in September this year. So that's coming up. I've been working quite hard at focusing on certain things in my paintings, mainly about light. Such an important part of every painting, but of course, conveying light and painting it is a difficult thing, very challenging. And especially the whole misty atmospheric light, that sort of aerial perspective type thing, or, you know, hazy light on distant mountains, concepts like that. Focusing on that a lot, and you might notice that coming through in some recent paintings I've been working on, but trying to learn and improve. So that's been cool. But yeah, so that is really mainly meant to be a recap on what's been working this year, and to add a bit more to podcast number 36. Has got quite a lot of attention. Look out in the near future for more podcasts about art process itself. What is making, what helps to make your paintings better, or your art in general, as far as I can see it. So there'll be some stuff coming up on that. I'm also going to be working with a few other artists in the podcasts. Maybe we can create something a bit more regular and get a few other opinions thrown in as well. But that's it for this quick podcast. Let me know what you think. Maybe share this podcast as well. Would like to invite you to check out my YouTube channel. Just look for Malcolm Dewey and check that out. Maybe subscribe there and let me know what you think. I value your feedback. Okay, well, that's it for now. I will chat again with you soon. And thanks for joining me today. And cheers for now.